Well, let's all stand and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for this opportunity to come and minister. We thank you for this choir that sings so beautifully tonight. Lord, we pray that you bless them and help them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we praise you. We love you and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I was going to have Sister Rich to sing, but she'll be singing for us later on in the meeting, off and on. First of all, I want to acknowledge the presence of the Lord. A lot of good people here, and a lot of them are my relatives, but there's nobody like Jesus. And there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So that eliminates all other religions. Somebody said, well, you got to be a little lenient, ecumenical, and you've got to consider others. Well, Paul didn't. He said, if any man preach any other gospel than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. And then he repeated it again and said, he put a double curse on anyone that would preach any other gospel. So there's no other gospel to preach but the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad to have my cousin Wanda with me and her husband Walter. And I'm also glad to have my daughter, my son-in-law, and my great-granddaughters. And one of my granddaughters is really smart back there. She would tell me what all she learned at school. And I said, Emerson, you've learned a lot at school. And she said, if you'll listen to me, Papa, you'll learn a lot too. So she's here to learn me something, I guess. Our pastor preached so good today on that man that had an unbreakable habit of prayer. He didn't entitle that. He talked about Daniel praying three times a day with his windows open. And even though he knew that a decree had been signed, he had such an unbreakable habit that he could not pass up the opportunity to pray three times a day. So Sister Rich and I, we went home with that message today, and we've been praying this afternoon, and hopefully we'll have something for you from the Word of the Lord. Now, if you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord, you're in a church that believes in helping people. And you may not agree with our standards. Well, if we cannot prove it by the Bible, we'll change. But if we can prove it by the Bible, then you're going to have to change. Somebody say amen. Amen. So we believe in preaching the Word, and the church is a church of Jesus Christ. It is the pillar and ground of the truth. The church is the greatest institution on the face of this earth. And not only that, but it has the greatest founder, Jesus Christ, who is the foundation of the church. Has the greatest resource, and that is God Almighty. And it has the greatest agenda. That's the salvation of lost souls of men and women, boys and girls. There is a decline in many churches, and old-fashioned holiness churches like this is getting as scarce as a pork in a can of pork and beans. You ever look for that pork? It's hard to find. You don't find many old-fashioned holiness churches. Even my cousin here said, our church has got modern. Well, son, let me tell you something, brother. I'd change churches. I'd go where they preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd tell my pastor I want to hear the Word of God. For that's the only thing that's more stable than the sun or the moon or the stars or even the world itself. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. We were in Cincinnati area not long ago, and they come out in the paper a couple days about a Sutram rhinoceros that was going to become extinct. And they was trying everything they could to get reproduction started in that rhinoceros called Sunamra rhinoceros. Now, my grandchildren here can survive if they never see a rhinoceros like that. And all of the other children here can survive if that rhinoceros does become extinct. But oh, what I'm concerned about is the extinction of old-fashioned holiness churches where they preach the Word of God and singers get up here and sing that have prayed and asked God to anoint their singing. Oh, that's something we've got to have. Our pastors preach so good to us today, and I want to preach just a little while. I'll not preach too long. I promised my cousin if he'd come tonight, I would not preach longer than Paul when he preached till midnight, and that man fell out the window. He went down and recovered him and brought him back up on the third loft, and he continued on till the break of day. So I'm not going to preach that long tonight. Walter, I'm going to do my best to preach the Word of God, but I want you to know that it is very important that we hear the Word of God. You can hear and not hear. For Jesus said they have ears to hear, but they do not hear. And he spoke several times in the book of Revelation, he that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Turn with me, if you will, into the book of Ecclesiastes. And I want to thank my pastor for inviting me to preach this revival. I'm going to do my best every night this week. My daughter Tanya is supposed to come one night. She really needs to be saved. My granddaughter Kimberly and Anthony, I don't know whether they're going to make it or not. They really need to be saved. A lot of my relatives need to be saved, and some of them need to return to the old-fashioned faith of their fathers. Let us turn there and read from the book of Ecclesiastes. Verse 10 of the 8th chapter. 8th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes. The Bible says in verse 10, and so I saw the wicked buried, who had came and gone from the place of the holy. And they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. Because sentence against the evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. The very existence of hell in this modern day is doubted by many. Many pulpits never declare that there is a literal burning hell. But I'm here to tell you upon the authority of this book that I'm preaching out of tonight that there is a literal burning hell where lost souls go, and 1 million years from now they'll still be there screaming and crying, and another 1 million years they'll still be there. It is just as eternal as heaven. I will not attempt to prove the existence of hell tonight, but rather talk about the roads that lead there. They are very numerous. Some are clearly marked. Some are camouflaged. The writer said in Proverbs 14 and 12 that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There are many gates that lead to hell, but there's only one gate that leads to heaven. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh yes, life offers many choices, but eternity only offers two, heaven or hell. You'll either go to one of those two places. Oh yes, and no matter how much good you've done to society, no matter how much you've given to charity, no matter even how much you've put in the church, unless your sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb of God, you will be lost and go into an eternal hell. All right. When we think of the many roads that lead to hell, we could talk about the drunkard's road. We could talk about the dope addict's road. We could talk about the liar's road, the road of immorality, the road of cults, the road of false doctrines, the road of pleasures, and the road of sensual and sexual perversion. We could go into many things. But hear me, none of these are the saddest road to hell. So tonight I'm going to preach on the saddest road that leads to hell. When we think of these many roads, and all of these roads, if they lead to hell, they are a sad road. But there's a road that's sadder than that. And that is another road that I will mention. My text denotes a different class of wickedness. A class of people that have been exposed to the presence of a holy God. Whoever this text is speaking of, it reads as if the holy place was frequented often, for they had came and gone from the place of the holy. The Bible says, I saw the wicked buried. They were wicked when they came. They were wicked when they left. They were wicked when they died. When they was buried, they were wicked. And I add, when they stand before God in the judgment, they will still be wicked. In nearly every holiness church I preach in, and other churches as well, there's an element of people who are somewhat faithful to the church. But they never fully commit themselves and their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to hold on to the world with one hand. Try to hold on to Jesus with the other. They want to fit in with society. And they want to fit in with the church. But I'm telling you, you either be separated today or there will be a day of separation. When God will separate the wicked from the just. Oh yes, listen. My text denotes this different class of wickedness. A class of people who had came and gone from the place of the holy. It would be terrible to live in a remote village somewhere in a far-off land where the gospel had never penetrated, where they never heard the name of Jesus, where the plan of salvation had never been brought to them. Oh, yes, where people were living in such low lives. Some are involved in cannibalism and many other things. But to be raised in this country, as many as are today, with churches all around where the gospel is being preached in many places, and not to know anything about spiritual things, not to know anything and raise your family and your children, not to know anything about God, or taking them to Sunday school, and there's thousands of them right here in the USA. It's a sad road to hell. I'll remind you of my scripture. These that I'm speaking of tonight, they had came and gone from the place of the holy. They had attended the place of the privileged, like you are tonight. But they had not taken advantage of their opportunity to get right with God. They have did despite unto the Spirit of grace. Oh yes, to reject Christ and His salvation is the greatest sin that will ever be committed. Whenever some preacher or pastor or teacher teaches about the cross and how Jesus died for your sins, and you hold on to your sins and refuse to give your heart to God, that is the greatest sin that can be committed against the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, these people came and they went from the place of the holy. The Word of God and God's house had no effect upon them. The beautiful songs like you heard here tonight and the choir singing had no effect upon them. They came wicked. They left wicked. They remain wicked. They died wicked. They were buried wicked. And when they stand before God in judgment, they will still be wicked. Some people feel that death prepares them for heaven and meet the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was down in Mexico, Brother Moore, I think, has been there, down close to Guanajuato, Mexico. They have a big statue called Christ de Rey, which is Christ the King. And right next to there is a big building. And I was there with one of our Mexican preachers that some of you know, Brother Elisar. I said, what is that big building there? And he said, that is a purgatory, a purgatorium. I said, a what? He said, a purgatorium. He said, Catholic theology teaches that it's a place where the souls of the dead can go and be prepared later, even if they're sinners, for paradise or heaven. It's a place for temporary banishment and temporary punishment. But I ask this question, what about that great gulf that's fixed between the saved and the lost? Does anyone know how to cross that? Brother Ken Pollock told me, he said, I got a book you need to read. It's about a fellow that went to hell and then come back. I said, don't waste your time bringing it to me, and I won't waste my time reading it, because nobody has ever crossed that great gulf. There's a great gulf fixed between the lost and the saved. Oh, yes. And so, you're not in this holy place tonight by accident. You didn't just come to hear Brother Don Rich. No, you didn't come just to hear this choir sing, but you had an appointment here tonight, made by the greatest one of all. Jesus Christ made an appointment with you in this holy place. Tonight you're going to hear the Word of God without compromise. Tonight I'm going to tell you the truth. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Oh, said, how important is repentance? Remove it from that statement. Except you repent. Thank God for repentance. But if you take that away, you shall all likewise perish. Oh yes, you are here tonight, for the grace of God has brought you here. And the Bible says in Titus 2 and 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly right here in this present world. Oh yes, there is no such place as purgatory. There's no place to wait over. Our Uncle Ed, do you remember Uncle Ed, Wanda? He was raised in a Catholic church. And when he died, his family thought that if Aunt Gladys would take the children out to the graveyard and pray, and enough penance was made, and a priest would come there and pray, that they could pray him out of purgatory, even though he was unsaved, pray him into heaven because he'd been unfaithful to the Catholic Church. Well, Aunt Gladys got her children together and dragged them out two or three nights in the cold out there to the cemetery. And one night she said, children, if my husband, your daddy, is in hell, we're just going to leave him there. We're not coming back out here no more. Oh, no, no more. And let me tell you something. Once you're in hell, there's no escape. Once you're there, there's no way out. Oh, we've preached to you that there is salvation. There is no salvation in any other. And some have came to the place of the holy. This is the saddest road. They have received truth. They've come to these altars and felt the Spirit of God. They've been touched by the hand of God. Some have repented and shed tears. But they turned their back on the truth and went back out. That's the saddest road you'll find. Oh yes, oh yes. You see, there's salvation in none other. And all of our tears, all of our pity, all of the good deeds that we can do will never, never, never come equal with the blood of Jesus Christ. For you see, He took all of our sins away. He blotted out all the handwritings of ordinances that were against us. And He nailed it to His cross. And all we have to do is come to the cross and accept Jesus Christ. For He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. It's the perfect plan of salvation. Nothing could be added to it. And nothing can be taken away. Oh, yes. Don't take the saddest road to hell. You see, here's what really bothers me. I've spent thousands of dollars to go preach to other countries. I've traveled, my wife will tell you, thousands and thousands of dollars to go preach to them in other countries. And while I was doing this, my own homeland, the USA, has quickly become a pagan nation. We see all the signs of paganism upon this generation. From tattoos to body piercings to rings in the noses and tongues, and only God knows where else. It's a wicked, wicked generation. But I was praying in my room, in my living room, 2.5 years ago. And I got to looking over the situation of our nation. And I don't weep real easily. But I got to weeping when I considered the situation of our nation. And I said, God, I'm getting old. And I'd like to win a few more souls, but this generation is a terrible generation. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, if you win souls, you're going to have to win them from this generation. The same God that saved back in your day, and the same blood that washed you and cleansed you from sin, that fountain is still open for sin and uncleanness, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, they still lose all their guilty stains. We was in a church, and there's an old preacher, older than I am, got up and preached, and he said, I'm glad I got saved back when people really did get saved. And I'm glad I got sanctified back when people really did get sanctified. And I'm glad I received the Holy Ghost back when people really did receive the genuine Holy Ghost. And what he was telling everyone there that was in the newer generation, that what you got is inferior to what I've got. But I want to tell you, I've been saved over 50 years. I've been preaching well over 50 years. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost a long time. But if you get saved tonight and plunge beneath that flood, you're just as saved as I am. If you get sanctified holy, you're just as clean as anyone else that's been sanctified. And if you get filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, it'll give you that same power. Oh yes, that it gave us back in generations gone by. Listen, I'm not going to preach very long, but I want to know something. You know, you cannot change the road where you've been. Some of you have traveled roads that you're ashamed of. Some of you did things that you wish you'd have never done. You cannot change that road that where you have been. But you can change the road that you're on now and where you're going. Oh, yes. Listen, my heart, my soul, my life still is given to the cause of the gospel. Under the law, according to Hebrews 10:28-29, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy. Died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who had trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath done and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and have done despite to the Spirit of grace. And verse 31 of that same chapter says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. How fearful it is to go to the judgment unprepared. How fearful it is to one time have laid things down, and hands that have handled gold starts picking up trash again. How fearful. That's only an allegory there, or something I'm using there, a comparison. But how fearful it is. Oh, some that's come to this altar right here. I've prayed with them. You've prayed with them. We've saw them shed tears. We've saw them come for a while. And after a while, like Demas, Paul, one of the saddest words you'll find in the New Testament, when he says, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. That did not mean he loved the trees, the mountains, and the lakes. No, it's a thing that the flesh enjoyed. The things that were, the flesh was reaching out. Oh, that's why Demas forsook the Lord. And you do not have to do that. For the grace of God that saves you, it can keep you. Oh, yes. The same grace that brought you to salvation will keep you serving the Lord. Hear me as I try to close. My heart and my desire in this revival is to see some souls saved. I'd like to see some that have left this church come back and rededicate their lives to God. You know, they're not waiting on God. God said, return unto me, and I will return unto you. But some of you one time laid aside all your worldly dress. Hold on now, I'm going to preach a little holiness to you tonight. You laid aside all your worldly dress. And you started dressing like the world. Start pulling on them pistol-legged bullfighting breeches. Look like a bullfighter out of old Mexico. Hallelujah. Oh yes, when the Bible plainly declares it's abomination for a woman to wear that which pertaineth to a man, and it's also abomination for a man to put on a woman's garment. You little sissies, you, don't you start talking like a woman. I told Leon when he was just a boy, I said, son, you come in here talking like a girl. I said, I'm going to go down here and get me some double-aught sandpaper. I'm going to sand your throat out till you can talk like a man. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, you're talking, and we're talking holiness to you tonight. Got to live it. You've got to love it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you've got to love it and live it. Live it. Yes, sir. Let me go on just a little bit farther. But oh, today, the Holiness Church has so many enemies. Oh, uncleanness, lasciviousness, all of these sins are trying to come in. And they forgot that the Bible plainly declares, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Oh, yes, it's God that chose preaching. I didn't choose it. No, God is chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them which believe. It's God's choice. Say, well, I don't like that kind of preaching. Well, I'll tell you what. Come on back tomorrow night and I'll give you something you might like. Hallelujah. But it'll be along the same line. Because I've been preaching holiness ever since I've been preaching. Hear what I'm telling you. Hear what I'm telling you. You are here in this holy place, not by accident. And my cousins here, I love them very much. And I called them here a while back and told them I'd be starting revival here. And he called me today and said, we're going to come tonight. But said, I want to hear a sermon. Well, now there's lots of sermons, but there's only one message. Don't get out your cell phone, but I got the text and I've got the message for tonight. Hallelujah. It's still separation. Oh, it's still cleansing. It's still purifying at the altar. Oh, say, well, you must not love your cousin. Yeah, I love them. I love all my family that's here, Mona, David, my little great-grandchildren. I love them all. I love them so much that I tell them the truth. Oh, yes, if you really love somebody, you'll tell them the truth. And I tell them the truth. There's only one way. Remember that song old brother Leon Buzzard used to sing? So good. There's just one way to the pearly gate. Oh, to the crown of life and the friends who wait. It's the old crossroad by the way called straight. There's just one way to the pearly gates. Oh, hallelujah. So, the saddest road to hell is to come into a church and hear the truth and reject the truth. Turn your back on the truth and go back to the church where the ladies are up here on the platform singing in pantsuits and pants. Somebody in our congregation, won't you say amen? Nobody else, huh? I know you guys would like to preach this. Some of you just don't have the nerve to do it. Hallelujah. 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 But listen, you'll come in here. So I really enjoy that singing, but you'll go right back. Like a hog that is washed to a wallowing in the mire. Oh, yeah. Brother, what's the guy up there? Ralph Horton's son-in-law is getting ready to get married again. Roberts. He said that they run a test on a hog. And said they had a big hole over here. It's full of mud and muddy water. And they put clean water over here in the place. And they turned that hog loose. And he would pass right up that clean water and head right into that mud and dirty water every time. You know why? That was his nature. He was a hog. And that's why people keep going back and taking up the same old sins. All of us could fall in a weakness, yes. But we are quick to repent. That's one thing about God. If he sees that we are in earnest, he will accept us if we repent. And he said that that old hog every time would pass up the clean water and go right back to that mud hole. Well, I got a good news for you. There is grace that will keep you. There is grace that will bring you out. There is grace that will deliver you. There is grace that has power to set you free. Asking Sister Rich to come at this time. Saint, huh? I want you to come right now. Hallelujah. Obey them and have the rule over you. Come on here. I want you to sing the song you were singing on the way down here in the truck. Hallelujah. Because he loved me. That's what I want you to sing. And that's why I'm preaching like I'm preaching. See, I sure would hate to live with a guy like that. You don't know how much loving she gets on the side. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. My beautiful wife and June will be 58 years. I've been married to the same woman. And some can't stay together 52 days. 58 years, isn't it, Sister Rich? 58. Yeah, 58 years. Just, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful wife of mine here. Hallelujah. It's all right, isn't it, Pastor?
Yeah, it's all right.
Now, Pastor, I'm under authority of the pastor. Anytime he don't like what I'm doing or like what I'm preaching, he set me down. Anytime, all he's got to do is say, Brother Rich, it's time to sit down. I'll go sit down because he's the one that's in authority. But listen to me. It's because of his love. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here and believe in holiness. It's because of his love and because of this book. This is my textbook. Holiness runs through this book like veins, blood veins run through your body. Take out the veins and you'll bleed your body to death. And take holiness out of this book and you'll bleed this book to death. Hey, Brother Walter, I remember the way your dad used to preach years and years ago. And was that Yale, Oklahoma? That's been a long time ago. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long time ago, but he used to preach the gospel. And I'm still preaching that same line that comes right out of this black back book. One woman come to Brother Dillard, and he's wanting old Brother Dillard to compromise. She said, Brother Dillard, isn't there any way that I could be right about what I believe? He said, yes, there's one way. That's for this book to be wrong. That's the only way it can be right. Well, this book is not wrong. It's forever settled in heaven. Sister Rich is going to sing as we stand. If you'd like to pray with us, we're going to open the altars. You're welcome to come and seek the Lord tonight.
Just before I sing, I want to say a word. I'm glad for my family.
Yes.
Here. One of the things that I miss is going to church with them.
Yes.
So I'm happy every time that yes. I get to see them. And also Wanda and Walter. We talk every once in a while, but not too often. But while we were gone to Panama, we had a great meeting. I hope we can just extend it over here. But Derek preached one day, and he preached on motive. And he said, you know, you can have a good motive, but if it's not channeled right, you can do the right thing in the wrong way.
It's true.
And not get done what you need to do. And in this meeting, I'd like to have the right motive.
Oh, yes.
And apply it in the right way. That men and women, boys and girls, can find Jesus as their personal Savior and be drawn to the Lord. So just open up your hearts to the Lord.
While Sister Rich sings, you feel a tug at your heart. Come on down. The altars are open. You just feel that you need to seek the Lord. Doesn't mean you're backslid, but you need to seek the Lord. Just come on while she sings.
On a hill called Calvary, Jesus my Lord suffered for me, carried the cross all the way, my sins to atone.
Oh, yes.
Then they nailed him to the cross. Great was the pain and the loss. He suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior.
Oh, yes, that's why I'm here.
On the cross was crucified. No greater love thy mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine. I know he suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave.
Oh, yes.
For surely they thought that they had seen the end of this man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away. He rose from the dead because he loved me.
Let's make our way down to the altar to pray, everyone that
because
will.
Because he loved me, my
Savior
died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love my mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name. He loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. He suffered it all.
Our altars are open to anyone and everyone that wants to come and pray.
He suffered it all because
God,
he loved me.
Touch our lives here tonight. Lay your hand upon each and every individual. Draw us nearer to you, Lord. Help us not to take that saddest road to destruction. But Lord, you made a better way for us, a way that leads us by Calvary's cross. Draw us nearer to you. Let us hear the word of the Lord, oh God, and take it to heart. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh God, touch the congregation. Touch those that are in this altar in prayer. In Jesus' name we ask it. Minister to every need, every heart. Lord, that those that might feel the way from the Lord, that they would draw nigh unto God. For Lord, you said, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto thee. Lord, you will make a way through the wilderness. You'll make a way through our trials and our tests. You'll make a way for us to climb the highest mountain, a way through the deepest river. Lord, you're our God and you change not. What you've done for others, you will do for us. Lord, the power that you've given others. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, touch and bless. Draw us nearer to Thee, nearer the cross, nearer Thy, nearer Thy precious bleeding side. Oh, show us the way to take and help us to be willing to go in that direction. Not by might nor by power, but by Your Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, touch and bless and help. In the name of Jesus, help us. Draw us nearer to Thee, nearer the cross. Oh, nearer the cross. In the cross I watch it, hoping and trusting ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, touch and bless them. Minister to them, Lord. Oh, give us victory. Victory, victory, victory. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for victory that you won for us already. Lord, this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, thank you for that victory tonight. Thank you for that victory tonight. Oh, bless our people here. God, we're seeking you for a real revival. Seeking you for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Asking you, Lord, to touch every heart. Those that have gone away, bring them back. Touch and help us, Lord. Touch us and help us, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Cleanse us, Lord. Purify our hearts and minds and thoughts. Oh, draw us close to the cross. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Lord, that's where our victories are won. That's where, Lord, we receive strength for tomorrow. Oh, we can receive strength today to help us through that unknown tomorrow. Oh, bless us and help us and draw us nearer to Thee. Oh, God, to have known the right way and to turn from the right way. Oh, God, is a great tragedy, great sin. Lord, help us to leave the world behind. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I worship, love, and adore you. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for the church. I thank you for our pastor. Hallelujah. Oh, God, touch these lives. Use them in your work, Lord. Open up doors. Open up doors in the work of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Lord. One writer said he maketh me to ride upon the high places. Lord, lift us up above the shadows. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Take us to higher ground. Oh, the old song says, lift me up. Oh, and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I magnify, I glorify, I rejoice in Thee, O God. I rejoice in Thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of our great King. Oh, bless and help us here tonight. We're reaching forth to the things which are before. Oh, God, we're leaving behind those things that hinder us tonight. We're going to go on and on and on with You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, oh yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us not to take that sad road that leads to destruction.